And that's the whole idea, is to create systems so that you can save time and you can be accurate and you don't drop the important stuff that you want to make sure you do every time, because it's in the template. It's in the system that you built inside Travelify. And it seems to be real easy to do. I haven't done that part yet, but it sure seems to be easy to do it, right?
Yeah. And we actually released what's called automations earlier, a few months ago. Ooh. And we've been building. Oh, yeah. The automations are really cool because they're to do exactly what you said, is where you never drop the ball. You know, you always have. So whether you need to remember if they are, you know, 90 days before the trip, you need this, or you need to send them a form at this time, you know, you can automate all that now within Travelify.
Welcome to the Travel Masters Podcast. We're here to help travel advisors and travel agency owners get what they really want from their business. I'm Morris Sims, and I'm going to be your host for our podcast. I'm an ex-chemical engineer turned life insurance agent. I got to tell you, selling life insurance was a lot more fun for me than being an engineer. After a few years, they asked me to teach other people how to do what I was doing, and, well, long story short, we wound up in New York City for 20 years. That was quite a change for a young Alabama boy. I retired after 20 years as the Vice President and Chief Learning Officer, where my team and I trained over 12,000 agents and their managers to be independent business owners and sales professionals. Now, I'm not one to stop working, so I started my own business, and I was blessed to find a sweet spot with travel professionals that I was able to help. Now, I've got several travel agency consulting clients, and I'm the co-founder of the Travel Masters Learning Community, where we provide opportunities for travel professionals to become more effective, efficient, and to get what they want from their business. On this podcast, I'm going to be interviewing guests that I believe are going to have a message that can be of help to you, our travel professionals community, and I'll do some solo episodes as well with some other stuff that I really think can help you and your business. So with all that said, hey, let's get this party started with today's episode. What do you say? Technology can be a pain in the you-know-what, can't it? I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. There's so many things out there to choose from. Which do you choose? What do you do? I don't know, but I know somebody that does. Stephanie Grice is with us today. Stephanie is the Senior Education Manager at Travelify. And I got to tell you, y'all know I'm not a travel expert, but even I've been able to get into this thing and use it without much more than, you know, an occasional look at some of the educational videos they have online. And it just seems to work so easily and simply. I wanted Stephanie to come share with you some of the really neat things about Travelify, because it sure looks like a great piece of technology to me. Stephanie, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. And I love that intro. It's a perfect way to encapsulate technology.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, how many different things are out there that somebody that's trying to run a business like a travel advisor, there are so many things to choose from, and everybody wants the best of the best. And I don't know, Stephanie, it's crazy right now.
It is. It really is. Totally. It is.
But you know, it's not new. I mean, back when word processors were all brand new, there were a bunch of them on the market, and everybody that had one thought theirs was the best because they knew how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know how to use it and I took time to learn it and it's easy for me, then certainly you should do it too. But I don't think that's the case with Travelify. It seems to be really easy to use. And as I say, I'm not an expert in this, but it's, heck, even I was able to get in and do a proposal.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Well, and that's what we hear too from many users, that it's very user friendly. And that's what's great about it. And our team is actually over 50% developers. So there is a reason behind it, like on how there's constantly, we have people dedicated to make sure, is this making sense? Would somebody get in here and know where to go? You know, and we're always refining everything and taking feedback all the time. So that is one of the things that we always strive to make it user-friendly and easy to save you time, which is the goal at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Because if I'm a travel advisor, heck, I can go into Canva and build my own stuff and do a word processing document, a Word or Microsoft Word document, or Google Doc, and I can do all the rest of it. But it all takes time.
Mm-hmm.
It all takes time. And great businesses that scale are built on systems that you do repeatedly over and over again, because when you use a system, the outcome is positive and it can be repeated over and over and over again to give you that positive outcome. Travify helps you do that. So you get it all done. Well, it is a way to create systems that you can use over and over again for every trip you do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's why there's so many features and tools like what we have called the library, where you save information to reuse. And if you create one itinerary, guess what? You can copy it. So there's all these little elements to it, too, that is there to help save you time.
And that's the whole idea, is to create systems so that you can save time and you can be accurate and you don't drop the important stuff that you want to make sure you do every time, because it's in the template, it's in the system that you built inside Travify. And it seems to be real easy to do. I haven't done that part yet, but it sure seems to be easy to do it, right?
Yeah. And we actually released what's called automations earlier, a few months ago. Ooh. And we've been building. Oh, yeah. The automations are really cool because they're to do exactly what you said, is where you never drop the ball. You know, you always have. So whether you need to remember if they are, you know, 90 days before the trip, you need this, or you need to send them a form at this time, you know, you can automate all that now within Travify, which is really, really amazing.
So I could send them something to say, you know, don't forget, we got to do your insurance for your trip.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so you can do that now. So you can create, you can either do like a one-off task. So if you have a client, you can say, I need to get this at this time from them. And it'll either, you know, send them off a form at this specific date and time. But you can also do what's called trip task lists. And so it's where you create a trip task list and you can attach it to every trip. So the moment that somebody, you know, approves a proposal and they start that booking process, you can import one of your task lists to it. So that way it says, okay, next on the list is getting insurance. So then, you know, it might send a form off to them or give you a reminder that you need to contact them about it. So yeah, you can set it up however you want.
Oh, that is so cool.
I know. It's a game changer.
Because I can't remember anything.
See, that's the beauty of this. See, that's why I love the task list, because you can, it's like a dump, just a dump, all the things you can think of that you need to do. And then you can import it every time.
Well, what's worse is you've got, I don't know, maybe you've got 10 different trips that you're working on right now, or 10 different proposals. And on top of that, you've got 8 people traveling right now. I can't remember which one I started when, much less what point in the process they are at and what I need to do. So this kind of stuff, these systems make it possible for you to do more trips. And when you do more trips, you make more commission. When you make more commission, you make more income. So that's what this is all about, is helping you build your business and grow your business with not only more trips, but maybe even bigger and better trips, or trips that are bigger and better for the clients that you're talking to, because they've got, you know, the ability to go on the bigger and better trips, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. I mean, that's our mission too, is power the success of travel professionals. Yeah. And so that's just that. And the cool thing is with Travify, we've grown so much over the years that we used to be just the itinerary side, or the, you know, where you present them the beautiful proposal. But now it really is from start to finish, where if you look at the marketing side, you can create landing pages, you can, you know, create forms that are used as lead generation. And then you organize it all, you create your task list, and then you move through the flow. And so it really does help you just continue to grow and grow that business.
So when was Travify first offered to the world?
Yeah. So it's actually a really funny story. So it started in 2012 as when it officially launched, but it was launched as a consumer platform. So it was more, so our CEO, David, this is his story, that he was going on bachelor trips at the time. And it was just like, this is so unorganized. There has to be a better solution. So that's really kind of where Travify was born. But then
this is when somebody should have said, David, you need a travel agent.
Yeah, I know, right? So that was, and that's like, it's like, well, you can build this software, but there's an easier way. But the funny thing is we had travel advisors using Travify. Uh-huh. And so we were like, wait a second, hold on, maybe we're looking at the wrong people. And so that's when in 2015 is actually when we officially launched, we called it Travify Agent. I believe it was Travify Pro or Agent. And yeah. I started in 2015. So I literally was right at the time of this starting. And it went really well. And we're like, wow, this works. But then it was also kind of the pivot of, well, we need to grow in the way for travel advisors. So mm-hmm. they need certain things that we can give, we can deliver. And yep. so that's really where it was. And so now, I mean, we might still have some personal like travelers, but not many. It's all advisors and professionals. And we even have like DMOs who work with us and tour operators and all kinds of, yeah, it's really cool. It's really grown, you know, so many into the audience. But yeah, that's really where it came from, was a bachelor party is the beginning. It's where it all happened.
Oh, we could go down so many trails here that we shouldn't go down, but that's okay. That's all right. I love it. Started with a bachelor party and it's grown so much. And there's so many things that it's capable of doing to help a travel agent run their business. It impressed me tremendously. And again, it seems to be fairly simple. When you get in there and you don't know anything, Stephanie, how do you begin to really learn Travify the right way? I mean, hey, I just went in and started pushing buttons and looking at stuff. But for somebody out there who says, okay, Morris, I'll try this. And if you'd like to try it and you're a member of Travel Masters, we'll be happy to give you a referral code that can get you in and get you a little discount. But beside that, once you get in, however you get in, where do you begin? How do you learn all this stuff? Because I can imagine it takes a while to get to the systems, to the automations, to the landing pages, and all the rest of this. I'm not going to learn how to do that on the first day. So, where do I start, and how do I progress through this?
That's a great question, because that is pretty much my job here at Travify, is to try to help train. So you're asking the right person. So I would say, because you're right, it is. It used to be, you know, years ago, it was like, you know, mostly itinerary proposal, and you could learn quite a bit in one day, but now there's so many different paths you can go down. So what I always recommend is, depending on your learning style, we have something for you. So if you like to just jump in there, which a lot of people do, just click around. You really can't break anything. So totally jump around in there. But we do have a live chat. So if you chat our team, so if you run into anything, feel free to chat our team. Just in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen, you'll be able to chat us. And that's a great way. We can send you FAQs. The other thing, though, is we also have a ton of video tutorials, like tons of tons. And so if you go to our help center, so when you're in your account, you can click the help button in the top right-hand corner, or mm-hmm. just go to travify.com/support. And when you get in there, there's what's called a getting started guide. And we have, I believe there's like 26 videos in there, and there's probably going to be more as we just keep adding, but they're short. They're about 3 to 5 minutes in length, mm-hmm. and you can really dive into anything. So you could focus on just trip stuff. And then you can say, okay, I want to go into the CRM side. And then you can look at those. And that's what I would recommend. You can also check out, if you want more video, go to our YouTube channel, which is also in that help center. And we put all of our trainings, webinars in there that you can view. But then if you like to a little more of a handholding situation, then we also support that very well, where if you're like, you know, I'm just going to wait till I have someone literally showing me what to do, mm-hmm. then you can also do, we have weekly webinars. So we have a getting started webinar that goes on every day. It's by me, so you'll hear my voice again.
Oh, cool.
So you can just ask us questions live, all that good stuff. But then we also offer training. So I highly recommend, this is something that a lot of users don't realize we have, but we have unlimited trainings for you, and they're one-on-one. So they're one-on-one just over Zoom, where you get to meet with one of the members of our support team, and you can choose. You can say, oh, I know how to do everything, but I just want to make sure I'm utilizing this, or, you know, and we can see what you've been working on, and, you know, we can chat together. And so I recommend that. That's a big one, I think, is just the training. But also, if you like to do it on your own, there's a lot of stuff available too.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is really, really cool. Now, Stephanie, all this stuff is really great for once I get a client and or a prospective traveler, and I'm working on a trip and I need help to build this stuff and I want a system to do it all. But can Travify help me create systems to find more people to work with? Hey, pardon the interruption, but I got a quick question for you. Do you have a stack of proposals, or I don't know, maybe you call them quotes, that are just kind of piled up on the side of your desk? Well, I bet you've even followed up with those folks a whole bunch of times, and for whatever reason, they simply will not reconnect with you. Look, we've all been there one way or another, so for sure, don't beat yourself up. See, this and a number of other things like it are probably slowing down your flow of successfully completed trips. I mean, there are all sorts of reasons it could be. Maybe there's just not enough leads coming in at the top of your process, and you've done everything you can to generate new people to talk to. Well, the Travel Masters Learning Community can help you with all these concerns and a whole bunch more. For only $20 a month, you can have weekly access to a live virtual classroom on Tuesday evenings with other travel professionals and a guide who's experienced in just the thing you're looking for help with. On top of that, there's a library of business principles that you can listen to and learn ways to improve your business. There's a space that has systems like templates and checklists and processes and things that can help you run your business and do it in a more effective and efficient manner. In addition, there are all sorts of other learning experiences that you can register for where you'll learn more about ways to grow your business. So give us a try. Please join us. Tuition is just $20 a month, and I bet if you're like me, you probably spend more than that at Starbucks in half a month. Isn't it worth $20 to find out ways to grow your business and reduce the frustration that you might be feeling with your business? So go to www.morrissims.com and choose the Travel Masters option in the top menu. I believe you can more than recoup your $20 a month on an ongoing basis. That's www.morrissims.com and choose the Travel Masters option from the top menu. But for now, let's.
Yeah, so there are some ways to do this. So one of them is the landing page. So the marketing side is the website and landing page builder. And so we call it, it's called Pages. So when you get in your account, you'll see
Pages. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Time out here. I just heard something that I didn't realize.
You're like, what?
There's a way to build my website inside of Travelfly?
Yes. Yes. Ooh. I know. And here's the best part. It's part of your subscription. So it's not an add-on price.
No.
It's one of the, I know, and I'm glad you called it out because there's so many times where I just drop that word. I'm like, you can build your website. And they're like, wait, what? I spend so much money on something else to have a website.
Yeah,
and
you're like,
oh yeah, you can bring it together. And yeah, so it's really cool. So you can use it. And what a lot of users will do is they'll either use it as their website or they use it as a secondary website or they'll use it just to create landing pages.
Uh-huh,
and yeah. And so that's because you can create as many, you know, single pages and you can connect them together to make one website. But they can be standalone too.
That was the one thing that helped me understand how a website is built more than anything, because I was clueless, absolutely clueless, and paying people a whole lot of money to build a website. A couple of them that I didn't really like. I love my website now, morrissims.com. Really cool. But what I learned was a website is nothing more than a collection of landing pages that are tied together. And then it suddenly made sense. I don't know. It just did. So if all that's available in Travelfly too, I mean, you know, start the fireworks, ring the bell, do something, because woo, that's cool.
So cool. And here's the best part. It's pretty easy to do. Now, I will say the hardest part about it is just deciding the decision of it, of like, how do I want this to look? But we do have templates. So we make it as easy as it can. So we have four different themes that you can choose from. And then it's really just drag and drop of elements. So if you're like, I want to show, you know, just a quick about me section. So it has a picture and a paragraph, you know, you can choose an element that does that. But then we have other elements that are like a contact me spot or so we try to make it easy. We try to navigate you to what it is you want it to look like and give you that tool.
And if you're just starting in this wonderful world of being a travel advisor and you'd like to have a website, but you're sitting there going, well, you know, those things cost tens of thousands of dollars and I ain't got that kind of money. Heck, you can join Travelfly for a lot less than that. And create your own website and have something out there. It won't be as pretty and as clean and as sparkly as something that you paid, you know, thousands of dollars for, I'm sure, but it's going to be good. it's going to be useful and mm-hmm. it's going to be a way that people can easily go. Then you can tell people to easily go to this link and be able to be with you and learn about you and what you do. And then most importantly, click to get back to you. And you know, you put a lead magnet on the homepage that pops up and says, hey, if you'd like to get a document that shows you the 10 things you need to do before you go to Walt Disney World, or the 10 things you need to do before you travel internationally, and they click on that and give you their email address, now you've got a contact point and you can go back and see those people and talk to them whenever you want to. It's amazing.
Exactly. Well, and that's what I was going to say too, is since it is built in Travify, you can import itineraries you create. So if you want to, I see it all the time, especially when it comes like cruises, because we have a really easy way to build a cruise itinerary.
Oh, cool.
And they'll just put it in there. Yeah. They'll just be like, here's what it is, or example itineraries. But then you can also import forms. So uh-huh. you can create a form in Travify, which again, that's another service that people could be paying for. And you could just be using Travify and then you import it. So it says like, oh, fill out, you interested, like fill out this inquiry or, so lead generation, like you said. So it's really pretty cool. And it's simple and neat. And you can put your own domain in it. So you can domain mask it for free. So if you have like your company name.com, you can actually set it up in Travify for free as well. So that way the website is actually domain, has your domain.
That's amazing. That is incredible. Yeah. And you said I create a form. If I create a form and at the end of the form, they finish filling it out, they click on something and it goes somewhere else?
Yeah. So it just goes into their Travify account so they can save their contact information in there. So then that way, then you can we come back to the automations again, where you can start setting up tasks to follow up with them, or maybe you are sending them a proposal at that point. And everything is just staying in that one place organized. So you can easily go into your Travify account and see all interactions with that person, which is really cool.
Oh, that's cool. That is so cool. Stephanie, I don't even know what else to ask. I mean, this is so
much.
Yeah, there's so much, but it sounds like it's so easy to get started and so easy to get profitable use from the tool rapidly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got several different technology tools that are sitting in my systems just waiting for me to go learn how to use. And I've been paying for them for a couple of months and I just haven't had the time to sit down and begin to use it. Sounds like Travify, with an hour or so, I can start using this thing and have it be profitable for me and my business.
That's correct. Yeah, it's totally true. There's a lot that you can learn. I mean, again, we can go down the website route or the CRM, but the thing that I would say is just get in there and start playing around, and whatever you need to do first. Like a lot of times it's usually itinerary building or something, or maybe you're just trying to get your form set up. So just start with that and then start getting yourself in there and join like our webinars. I forgot to mention earlier, but we have a certification program too, and that's free. And honestly, it takes probably a few hours. It's nothing strenuous. And you have like 5 question quizzes to get to the next one. And it was made by me. So I did not make it. I didn't add any trick questions or anything. I was like, no, we want this. We want to make sure you learn, but we don't want to keep you held up. But the other thing that you'll have to watch for is every year we do a virtual conference where it's all training for a week. And so that's coming up on March, looking at my calendar, March 5th through the 8th. So mark your calendars. We'll be sending out information. You'll see it on social media. We'll be pushing it out in a few, or later into February. But that is really cool because, again, it's just multiple webinar sessions every single day. And you can join them live or you can watch them after the fact. So if you're not able to join all of them, that's okay. But then we also do a lot of smaller bonus trainings. So that way, if you already are very experienced with Travify, we still have things for you. So there's a lot that's, if you are new and if you're advanced, there's something for you. So highly recommend that too.
Oh, that's fantastic. Stephanie, I think we're about to the end of our time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today about Travify? First of all, I guess, how do you find Travify? It's just travify.com, right?
Yep, that's exactly it. Yeah, so just Travify.com. And then when you get in there, you can do a free trial. So your trial is 10 days. Now, if you do need more time, it's okay. Our team, you can reach out to our team. And because again, you start and then, you know, a customer calls and then you know, 10 days has passed before you know it. But I would also recommend do a demo with our team. So you can do those, jump on that weekly webinar, check that out. And then that referral code as well that you mentioned, you can apply that at the end of checkout. So that's how you apply that. But also if you have questions or need help doing that, just again, let our team know and we can help apply those as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And again, if you're a member of Travel Masters, there'll be a way for you to find that referral code and get a discount to join Travify through Travel Masters and be able to, as I say, get that discount. That'll be a wonderful thing. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us here today and enlightening me and our audience about Travify. And it's TRAVEFY, right?
Yep, that is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, you spell that with an IF instead of an EF, and I promise you it doesn't work. I tried it.
I know. It happens. Well, and we have it. Look out for your spell check because it it unfortunately does tragedy a lot of times.
Oh, really?
So, yes, we're like, oh, no, so sad. But yeah, so yeah, TRAVEFY.
All righty. That sounds great. So you guys, give us a shot. We'll be happy to help you in any way we can. Thanks for listening to the Travel Masters podcast. I'm Morris Sims, and I look forward to seeing you again next week, same place, same time.